New findings by researchers in Britain could lead to the eradication of breast cancer. Scientists at the Sanger Institute of Cambridge discovered that breast cancer cells spread to other parts of the body by sliding around other cells. So they blocked their escape route out of the original tumor. The breakthrough helped scientists identify over 90 different patterns of mutation thought to convert a normal breast cell into a cancer cell. Now, this opens the door to finding the most powerful factors of sliding behavior and strategies to curb the invasive behavior. Despite great strides being made in breast cancer in recent years, the disease is still one of the world's biggest killers. Joining us now is Dr. Roger von Hanauer. He's a former professor of surgery with Georgetown University, and he joins us live from New York. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. von Hanauer. Now, first of all, in layman term, how important is this latest discovery?
For scientists, it's quite important because it helps characterize 5 very new genes and 13 very specific genetic mutational patterns previously not known in a large subset of breast cancer patients, over 560 to be precise. In particular, those patients carrying the BRCA1 and 2 gene profiles have had their genetic makeup now much more clearly defined. Whether this translates into real advances in therapy will be determined in part by the type of pharmacogenetically engineered drugs that emerge in 5-6 years' time based on this knowledge, and assuming that those drugs are actually proven effective in clinical practice and have a low ratio of side effects, they may alter the outcome from the treatment of the disease. But that is by no means certain. In the recent past, drugs developed on the basis of similar breakthroughs have not proven to meet the promise that was expected of them.
Indeed, but then, as you've just pointed out as well, Doctor, that this does increase our understanding of the way cancer cells work and mutate, et cetera, et cetera. How much of these findings have the ability to be translated into discovering or understanding other forms of cancer as well?
Well, that's very important, in particular the work in women patients with human papillomavirus and the associated risk in some of those patients with development of breast cancer at a much younger age than is the average age for the occurrence of breast cancer is of great interest. And in that respect, I'd like to point out work that is perhaps much more important that came out in February of this year at a major conference in Washington, D.C., which demonstrated that an approach using the T cells, the lymphocytes, of patients with cancer and re-engineering them to attack the cancers in a very customized fashion shows tremendous promise in hematological malignancies such as leukemia and lymphoma, and that may be extendable to human cervical cancer and breast cancer in the near future. There were response rates upwards of 80% shown across the board in hematological malignancies from such T-cell engineered vaccine. Another related development is in the area of so-called unmasking drugs, drugs which prevent cancer cells from hiding their signature molecules on their surface that identify them as targets to the human immune cells. And such unmasking drugs are now of great interest in the research area, and they almost rival the interest that should be devoted to the types of drugs that were that interest was heightened in by today's announcement from the Sanger Institute, which relates to the pharmacogenetic targeting of tumor cells by specifically engineered drugs. So the other class of drugs that relates to unmasking the ability of the cancer cell to shroud its antigenic signature, these drugs are perhaps as important, if not more important, in terms of a funding target for massive attempts at expansion of research in the very near future.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Doctor, but a lot of these drugs, as well as methods, so to speak, are still in their trial and testing phase. So how long is that time gap between finding something concrete and it becoming more widely available to the general public?
Well, particularly in the area of hematological malignancies, lymphomas and leukemias, the gap has become blurred in that drugs that are in testing have entered mainstream practice as patients across the board are enrolled in studies. And when patients demonstrate very significant responses within a study, the barriers of selection within the study ethically must be broken, and a much larger subset of patients then derives benefit by being included in future arms of the study. So there is really an acceleration and a contraction of the time period between initial introduction of such new therapeutic measures and a larger number of patients that can benefit from them, but that are also subjected to early hand risks that may not be adequately identified in the early stages of the development of such drugs. So along with access to new therapies that is accelerated comes a heightened risk that may be unknown, and those patients have to accept that risk.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Dr. Roger von Hanover, former professor of surgery with Georgetown University, joining us live from New York. Dr. von Hanover, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.